Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into nice and easy to digest chunks just for you. Today won't be any different. I am going to be covering anything and everything. Of course, I'm going to be talking about the San Bernardino shooting. And, like as always, something doesn't smell right about this. And of course they're going to use this for other things. Zol Bravo on. He wanted to come on. He's like, I want on. I got a feeling he's gonna try to troll me. Just noticed that I had him blocked. Of course, he won't pick up.
The person whom you're trying to...
Yep. Hit me up as a guest. All right. Back to being blocked. Ready? Yep. All right, done. So, anyways, let's... As a lot of you already know, there was a shooting in the San Bernardino at a party, at a Christmas party in California. 14 people killed, 17 people wounded. They're saying there were up to three shooters, and they were possibly wearing body armor, which they're saying two are dead. So I guess that body armor they probably was made in China, or China, for some of you people in the South. I don't know. I mean, just I know everyone's like, oh, not everything's a conspiracy, but look at the frequency. ISIS has plans. Okay, you know they had plans, and you don't stop it? Like, you know, and they're trying to say this could be the work of terrorists. This could be terrorists. Why San Bernardino? Why some obscure place? Like, why did they pick some out of the way random place? Does that make sense? Yes, Z12. I am Captain Strikeout. Somebody just already got named Captain Strikeout. So, hold on, let me hit up the music here. So, I mean, it's really, like, you know they're gonna say, oh, well, we can't have guns, you shouldn't have guns, guns are the problem. Okay, I'm not gonna apologize about this. The problem is the government we have. That's the problem. That's why there are all these shootings. Like, I know, conspiracy nut. Yeah, okay. In some of those active shooter type situations, the guy is hopped up on so much, like, psychotropic drugs that turn his brain into Swiss cheese that, hey, in my opinion, I suspect, makes it kind of easy for you to be suggestible and say, hey, you want to stop those, whatever, shit that's going through your brain? Oh, you know whose fault is it? Perhaps these little kids in a school. Why don't you go kill them? Kill those little kids, and the little pink elephants will stop stomping around in your brain. You know, makes you very easily suggestible. In the other case, 14 people dead, and again, fuck it, I gotta stop saying that. Okay, I'm a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like it, fuck off, alright? I'm a conspiracy theorist, I see things differently. Yeah, Andrew in the chat room says MK Ultra, yeah. In a lot of those cases, a lot of them are MK Ultra. Thank you for reminding me. And for some of you that don't know what MK Ultra is, which is kind of hilarious when it goes to the whole predictive programming, which a big shout out to my friend Glenn Z from We Are Change New Jersey. Check out his channel, We Are Change New Jersey, spelt out. He goes into predictive, he posts videos about predictive programming. He has this, he's really talking about 9/11 gate, so really check that out. But the reason why I bring that up is the government, and this was definitely proven because there was a Senate hearing back in the 80s about mind-controlled assassins that the government has. And, I mean, and when it comes to predictive programming is when you see, when they try to send messages through movies, like a certain theme, like New York is going to be attacked, I'm pretty sure everyone's seen the episode of The Simpsons, where, and you see a lot of predictive programming going on in The Simpsons lately, especially lately, because it's been predicting a lot of stuff that's happening now. But first, okay, let me Google predictive programming. So that way, for these people, predictive programming is a subtle form of psychological conditioning provided by the media, also government, to acquaint the public with a planned societal change to be implemented by our leaders. And I mean, if you want to talk about societal changes, read the book Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. It goes into that. That's what the whole issue with Gamergate is about too. It's a whole bunch of, you know, and in the later show I will go into that in detail. But I'm just saying, the whole Gamergate issue, I know I've had Mercedes Carrera on here to discuss it, that it's about feminism and stuff like that. But really, it's just trying to change society. And, you know, and they haven't, like, it's been slow with games because you have these gamers that will fight, that are fighting hard against this. So I'm going to go into that in detail on a later show when I could get my ducks in the row and get all the lovely evidence for you. And I'll probably have a person try to get that person on to talk about it. He made a documentary about it. So that way, you know, just have him on and discuss that. But moving on, next, talking about MKUltra. Or Project MKUltra. It was a CIA's mind control program. It was an, you know, to they're saying to develop drugs, but it you know, I'm freaking tripping over my own damn tongue. Project MKUltra, or MKUltra, was a secret CIA program to research mind control and chemical weapons interrogation tools via the use of drugs such as heroin, morphine, MDMA, mescaline, klonopin, scopolamine, marijuana, alcohol, sodium pentothal, ergine, and most famously LSD. Basically to mind control people. And they were real victims. And then now they use these psychotropic drugs. I mean, think about it. Like, look at the whole mental issues of these people. Or these active shooters. Holmes had no online history, credit cards for 2 years. Says Andrew. We got Mr. White. Mr. White, thank you for listening. But you have these active shooters. They all have had mental issues. They were all on these drugs. It probably, like Andrew says, my friend thinks it's way more simple to program someone. Yeah, probably, especially if they keep, they you know, with technology gets better, of course. They could probably do it with flicker rate. I mean, like, honestly, look at a lot of these movies where you have, you know, have all these, like, torture scenes. They probably already have that type of technology now. Like, I know I sound weird. I sound like Alex Jones right now. No, fuck that. All I know is we could win. Just gotta stop playing their fucking game. Like me, I had to stop falling for me. I hate feminism. Like, you know how much of an asshole I feel? Like, you know, the whole let's fight women shit. Like, oh, you know. Like, don't get me wrong. There's some idiots out there. But there's some idiots on our side, too. Like, I mean, I wrote something about this year, like, years ago. I can't. I mean, I can't be an MRA because a lot of times, a lot of the MRAs, they fall for fake news stories. And I'm like, they're, like, unless it's on the, like, on every major, like, news outlet, not, like, Bobby's Woozle Wuzzle news source. That, you know, has all these, like, game, all these fucking porno fucking ads. It's like, come on, I can't really type that shit seriously. So. Yeah. You know, they... you know, it really... I mean, and now, you know, people are dying. I mean, I'm not going to be like... I'm not one of those people that believe no people died in Sandy Hook. I do believe kids died in Sandy Hook. Especially, like, and whoever's spreading that shit, the FBI admits no one died in Sandy Hook. If the FBI freaking came out and said that shit, that would be everywhere. Everywhere. You couldn't keep a lid on like that. You can't. You couldn't. Absolutely not. Like, I'm not irrational when it comes to what conspiracy theory I believe. But I do think the government benefits from having all these active shooters to push a society where people will be like, okay, I think it's enough. It's enough with having the right to have guns. And the thing is, in this society, people are so goddamn lazy that they won't attack the cause. They'll only treat the symptoms, but they will never cure the illness. It's like these fucking liberals, and you know what, in comedy, all these fucking liberals thinking they're so goddamn intellectual that they only will go after the symptoms. It's like these motherfuckers, they're so used to abusing fucking NyQuil or fucking this, the Tylenol with the codeine, have some drink. That they, it's almost like they're too much of a fucking piece of shit to even bother trying to fix the issue. Like, to give, again, big shout out to Mr. White. He followed me on the Twitters. Follow him at WHYTEXYZ. Oh, wait. WHYTEXYZ. There you go. He's from New York State. If I could jump back to predictive programming, I mean, just Google predictive programming. You'll see the pictures from The Simpsons, from The Matrix, in fact, there was this episode of a sci-fi show. I don't know if you heard about it. It was called 7 Days. It was about this guy that they, like, something would happen and they will send a guy back 7 days into the past to stop what happened. Using a machine. Using a time machine that could only go back 7 days. On this one episode I saw, and I saw this like a few years ago on the Sci-Fi Channel. It was on UPN at the time. But, where there was these remote control airplanes and it crashed into the Pentagon. In fact, at the very same side that the plane hit the Pentagon back in 9/11. And this was years before 9/11. If anybody remembers that episode, feel free and message me on Twitter at LouisB1 or, you know, email me at crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Whatever. Whatever. Mr. White, he's originally from New York City. He's from Ridgewood, Queens. Did you get your first savings account from Ridgewood Savings? Just wondering. So, I mean, like, the thing that these people that are in the background, this criminal element within our government, within all governments, they love to tell on themselves. They just love it. They'll tell you what they're gonna do and be like, yeah, we don't care if you know. You can't stop it anyways. In fact, here's another one. The pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, an X-Files spinoff, featured an extremely eerie plot where a government faction posing as terrorists hijack a 727 by remote control and attempt to fly it into the World Trade Center. This was aired 6 months before the event actually happened. Dean Haglund's character manages to gain control of the aircraft seconds before it hits and avoids disaster. Part of the plot, as it said in the script, was that this event would be used to start an international war on terror. A small faction within the government wanted to carry this out in order to create a new enemy and prevent the arms trade going flat after the end of the Cold War. The cover to make everyone stand down in the episode and allow the attack to succeed was the war game scenario that also actually happened on 9/11. Murder AF. Yeah, 7 days. That Andrew's like 7 days. We'll look for it. Yep. We were running a training mission at the time. Saw that. Yeah. I mean, and then I'm the psychopath. Like, I'm the psychopath that you know, will talk about this. But everyone looks at me like I'm I'm nuts. That's not the real bad DJ bad guy. That's not real cliche. Like, you know, like this is like, oh, that's no coincidence. Coincidence? Like when something happens and it's like it's written, it was something that's written, and then it happens at the very exact thing. Like, I mean, look, if a child like drew a picture of the planes, we got Mildred. If a child drew a picture of planes hitting a building, and the next day a planes hit that very building, which is in the same shape and color as the picture, that would raise some eyebrows. They're like, wait a minute. That little kid is being taken in for questioning. Yet, you know, you bring up The Lone Gunman, the show 7 Days. You bring up episodes of The Simpsons. Oh, that's just coincidence. Then you got these active shooters going on here. And they're already trying to say that it was terrorism. That it was three Muslims, apparently. They actually named one of them. Which they probably got it wrong. Money bet. This is not the guy's name. They just, because everyone was listening to the police scanner. Which I seriously doubt they would have mentioned names. But because it sounds 9/11-y or terroristy or Muslimy, they're like, that's one of the suspects. He was named. Even though I listened to the press conference, no name was given. It hasn't been, but the damn media is running with it so they can scare the crap out of everybody. Like, the name of the guy they're saying is Saeed Farouk. Watch it not be the name. We got Mildred, we got Guy. So, say where they shot my wad. So, and then when it comes to comedy, like I said, you have all these like liberal ass freaking people that are not even saying their own personal beliefs. They're not really, they're just parroting it and, trying to sound like they're all intellectual about this shit. They're like, let's get rid of guns. Like, okay. Hypothetically, let's just say, okay, fine. The government's not behind any of these active shooter situations. There's no conspiracy. It's just a bunch of nutcases going in and shooting up places for no reason. Because really, there's no reason anyone should go to a school and shoot it up. You don't just wake up and, hey, I just want to kill some little kids. No, no one thinks like that. No one sane thinks like that. But are we discussing mental illness? Are we discussing, like, honestly, really think about it. How come Obamacare doesn't cover mental health? You would think, the brain, without the brain, if you got some craniacs going on that's saying, hey, let's shove some cheese up a kid's ass, that's normal. You would think, if you're thinking that, maybe you should go get your head fixed. Yeah, this fucking coverage, whatever. You gotta pay for it. If you can't afford it, you gotta freaking pay $1,000. Because really, this Obamacare is not treating the illness. It's only treating the symptom. That's what government does. Because they don't really want to fix anything. The government real is not in the business of actually fixing shit. It's all about, hey, let's play this like fucking stupid WWE fucking fake wrestling, fake debating. You think Macho Man Randy Savage really hates Hulk Hogan? You think a Democrat really hates Republicans? Nah, when it comes to it. They'll come together and be like, yo, we gotta get paid. What can we do to fucking waste as much of money as waste as much fucking time as possible and get the most money out the sucker ass fucking, US, American citizens? Again, a guy like me, if I freaking ran for Senate, ran for fucking president, I'd get shot. Or heavily discredited. Like they did Ron Paul. Because my position is, like, let's cure the sickness. That'll be my fucking tagline. Let's cure the sickness. Here's an idea. Marijuana is legal. Here's another idea. Let's make hemp legal. got an even better idea. Since competition really works out for an economy, how's about we open it up and start redesigning cities, redesign this country for alternative fuels? How's about we update the railroads? Doing that will save a shit ton of energy. I mean, you can't really make a law, but encourage people to bike, rollerblade, whatever, use alternative transportation instead of just hopping on your car if you need to go to the corner store. Lazy fucks. I mean, I'm lucky I live in New York City. I mean, you don't really need a car. We got Reds up in here. How you doing? Ron Paul was too moan. Like, honestly, you know you could, like, you know the plant that they use to make cocaine out of? You know you could, like, I read an article somewhere where you could make alternative fuel out of that. Let's end the drug war. Really? These guys are, you know, a lot of these cartels, they're actually providing jobs to people that would otherwise be starving. Here's an idea. Instead of fucking fighting them and, you know, try to stop them from getting drugs, how's about we, like, okay, look, how's about this? You refine this into an alternative fuel, cut the shit with the drugs, and, you know, start making legit money. And we'll save money on not having to worry about goddamn drugs anymore. Did I say fuel? Fuel. Put some gas in there. Oh, that'll piss off Saudi Arabia. That'll probably start real terrorists. Oh shit, we're not buying as much gasoline from Saudi Arabia. They have to drop it down to $5 a barrel. Oh shit, you know, people are saving money on fuel, so the price of food goes down, the price of everything goes down. Let's cut the shit making with all these plastics. Make the plastics out of hemp. Hell, I saw this machine online that converts plastic back into oil. Like, I had this dream that I was president, and I saw this YouTube video. Well, it was a YouTube video, but this actually made it to my dream. Where there was this kid that he created a structure that they, you know those structures that they put in the middle of the ocean? Oh, God, a rig, a sort of rig thing, but it strains out the plastic that's in the ocean now. So in my dream, we get the plastics that are floating in the ocean, cleaning the ocean, and using that to make oil, and then which drives down the price of gas to like 50 cents a gallon. So, if anybody wants to call in, I got, you know, hit me up on Crot Shot Radio on the Skype. Like, honestly, you know, and if you're gonna kill yourself and do LSD or any of these, like, fucked up drugs. These man-made drugs. You know, good luck. I mean, make it so that way if you kill someone while you're high, your whole estate goes to your victims. Like, even if you have a will, if you got high and you killed somebody, your savings, your house, anything that could be sold off, goes to all the proceeds go to your victims. Man. God damn, I'm tired. I think this is gonna be a quick hit. So what else should I talk about? What else? Guys want to help me out, feel free and click the like button. If you're listening live on Spreaker, if you're listening on YouTube, please click the like button. Methadone. Goddamn methadonians. I used to work at a homeless shelter. The most annoying day of the week was Thursdays, because that's when the methadonians got their meth. Got their methadone. Their methadone. And when they would come for lunch, they were the most annoying motherfuckers on the planet. They would be lining up for lunch right after breakfast. Like, breakfast was like at 6 a.m. By 6:15, they're lining up. And you gotta like tell them, like, yo, you can't stand here. Like, what are we doing? Can't just stand here. Come back at 12. Line up then. No, I'm hungry. Motherfucker, I just saw you eat. What are we doing? Like, I'm hungry. Why are you doing this to the homeless? I'm like, bro, I saw you eat 5 minutes ago. You can't stand here. You gotta go wherever you want to go. Come back at 12. I'll let you in. No problem. Oh, you're only one check away from being where I'm at. You treat me like an asshole. I'm not treating you like an asshole. You are an asshole. Fucking methadonians. And then they do that fucking Tai Chi. You think they're going to fall on the ground and bust their ass, but they bounce back up like they're fucking drunken kung fu fighters. Like, I don't know. It's hilarious. Fucking DJ Bad Guy and Mr. White are having a fucking discussion about their favorite drugs. I don't even think they're listening. I don't even think they're listening anymore. So, what the fuck happened? Ready? Let's see what's going on. Okay, it's not the time for us to become angry, but to realize there is a need to be very cautious. San Bernardino Mayor R. Kerry Davis. I'm just reading some of the updates from the Los Angeles Times. We become a family when this happens. Really? I really hate when fucking politicians like, we are all San Bernardino. We are all Boston. We are all New York. We must come together. No one gives a shit. Stop fucking politicking. I I want to be sympathetic because I need votes. Like, honestly, I want to hear a fucking... Chill, we're listening. Oh, okay. I chastised the audience. I'm sorry. It's like, you're not listening. You're talking amongst yourselves. Hey, you know what they say about crack? It makes for cheap hoes. Makes pussy affordable. Thank God for crack. No, I'm just kidding. Andrew's like, in a sane world, a sane man will seem insane. Well, yeah. Alrighty, DJ Bad Guy has now a new home in New Jersey, hiding in a drainage ditch, which he gets, still has internet access. That's fantastic. He must have Verizon. It's great. On Spreaker. There are a lot of crackheads on Spreaker. Man. Yeah, so So what else? What else needs to be discussed? Yeah, I think I'm gonna end it here. I think this is a good podcast. Something nice for the peoples. Anyways, if you guys are in the New York City area, December 12th, I am going to be at Broadway Comedy Club. Tickets are $15 plus a 2-drink minimum. If you want tickets, I would call this number and I'm going to get it for you right now. The number is 212-252-4261, and the number is open 24/7. You just call, you leave your name, your number, and that you're coming to see me, Larry B. Again, that's Saturday, December 12th at 6 p.m. at Broadway Comedy Club, located at 318 West 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10019. Mm-hmm. Also, you can follow me on the Twitter at LouisB1. Also, on the Instagram at LouisB1. Also, if you're doing your holiday shopping, why don't you buy through Amazon? And if you're going to buy through... And if you're already buying through Amazon, why don't you go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com, click the Amazon links, and shop through me. It doesn't add anything extra to the price. Why don't you go to... Anything to the price of your whatever you buy. The products stay at the low price. I just get credit for it, and you help keep this show going strong. You help me improve and build. Come join me with the building. And also, you can check out my blog, rantinglouisb.blogspot.com. Soon I'm going to be getting some shit off the ground. So, join the revolution. Join the revolt. some meth. Also, go ahead and follow Reds at Reds, R-E-D-Z. Wait, is that his Twitter? I might be wrong. Mr. White is just telling him my handle. Oh shit, Reds just followed me. Go follow Reds at REDZZZZZZZZZ. Again, in case you missed that, there's how many? Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Z's. So it's R-E-D with 8 Z's. So you go Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. And he's also from New York City. It's hilarious. And also, listen to DJ Bad Guy. Which, God damn it, did they shut you down again? How many times did they shut you down? Like, wait a minute, did they... Users, they shut them down again? Motherfucker! Yep, so that's pretty much it. All the plugs, plugola. Feel free to help me out. If you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe. Actually, more importantly, comment. Comment as you see fit, like Lionel would say. So. Yep. Oh, yes. And also follow me on the Facebook at facebook.com/LouisBComedy. I post a lot of shit there. So, you know, a lot of funny quips, any, like, thoughts, wit and witticisms. And you can see where, you know, I'll be performing, so. So anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. Again, big shout out to Reds, DJ Bad Guy, Andrew, Mr. White, Mildra. And again, if you wanted me to shout you out, you should be talking in the chat room. So feel free to join Spreaker and follow my show. So that way you could chat and have fun and... You know, suggest shit to me. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this show. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.